Welcome to Champion Center Podcast. We believe that by continued listening, you can grow relationally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Listen in now on this worship experience already in progress.
How about we do this? Give someone a high five. You can have a seat. We're going to get straight into the Word today because I am ready to go. You ready for church this morning? I'll try that one more time. Are you ready for church this morning? Okay. Because here's how it works here at Champion Center. I'm not going to be the only one doing the talking. It's so much better when you participate, so much better when I say something or you feel something, you're like, man, that's for me. It's okay to be vocal about that. It's okay to turn to each other and chat and say, hey, man, that was good. I love that. Why? Not because I need to hear it, because you need to say it, because something gets deeper on the inside of you and you can connect with the Word. So we've been in a series called Family Forward. Everyone say Family Forward. Our theme scripture is Ephesians chapter 2. It's in verse 19. It's going to go up on the screens there for you. It says that you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country. You belong in God's household with every other Christian. Did you catch that? It says that you belong. Say, I belong. Turn to your neighbor and say, you belong. You know, it's a crazy thing about family because you don't get to choose them. I mean, you just don't get to choose them. I mean, you're born into it and you get what you get. Some of you all got like amazing families. You're born into like the healthy, strong family, you know, the kind with unlimited resources and everything's perfect in their life. They're the ones that are like on Instagram and everyone's like, oh, if only my family could be like them. Pinterest perfect in all ways. For some of you, that's actually your reality. But for some of us, it looks a whole lot different. Like maybe you were born into a bit of a dysfunctional family. I'm so glad no one shouted amen in that moment, just saying, I was nervous. But maybe it really was dysfunctional, like there was really little or no communication. Maybe it was so extreme that you experienced abuse or addiction or neglect. Or maybe you just feel like me and you thought your entire life, I was born into the wrong family. Like, you know the kind of family where you're convinced that you just, like, I must have been adopted because there's no possible way that I am related to these people. Like my brother, many of you know, he helps lead our Celebrate Recovery ministry. He's not here right now, so I'm going to talk a lot about how my brother has often reminded me that I feel like I am born into the wrong family. He, my sister, my mother. If you've done a little personality profile, you know there's those people who are really fun. They you can describe them like the animal, the otter. Lots of clapping and cheering and like a life is amazing. Well, that's my family. And I'm all about let's get the task done. Like, is anybody going to get anything done today? Or are we just going to like have a great time and chit chat and have fun? And then the Lord said, Nicole, you were born into the perfect family for you. You needed a little bit more fun to soften out the edges and remember that Jesus Christ died for people, not for tasks, right? So whether or not you had an amazing family you're born into, not so amazing, or you're convinced you should have been adopted or you were adopted. Either way, no matter what, you belong to God's family. And God's desire is for his family to keep moving forward. I want to just remind you, in the Old Testament, God sent Moses to lead people out of slavery and into the promised land. Why did he do that? The big idea for him was to move the family somewhere, to keep them moving forward, not stay stuck where they were, where it wasn't fruitful, it wasn't good for them. And it's the same with all of us. He's taking us somewhere individually and also as a church family. He wants us to move from where we are to someplace better in our lives. Recently, my husband and I had an opportunity to go and visit a church that we had been a part of years, years ago in our college days. And it was so sad because everything looked exactly the same as it did 25 years ago. Same people, no new life. And that's not what God wants for our family. He doesn't want Champion Center 10 years from now to look like Champion Center today. He sees us as a family moving forward. And so this weekend, I'm going to recap the 5 areas that we can move family forward. Pastor Kevin has done a brilliant job over the last few weeks bringing these messages to us. And if you're a little bit like me, you probably already don't remember what message 1 was like 5 weeks ago. So how about we do this today? How about I just go through and share some thoughts and really talk about what family forward means for us here in Tacoma. The first point there that he shared with us in week 1 is the habit of facing forward. Facing forward is the habit of looking forward. It's the habit of thinking forward. It's the habit of talking forward and living forward. It's a lot of forwards, but we like forward progress here at Champion Center. And Paul, he warned us of this in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. He says, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind." If we want to move forward, we have to let go of the past. And I want to encourage you, because it's not just like the bad stuff of the past. I think all of us want to leave like the stuff that we're not proud of or the stuff that happened to us. We all want to move on from that. But some of us hold on too long to the good old days. And you don't have to be in the wiser generation. You don't have to be in the wiser generation to have experienced good old days. Some of you are teenagers talking about how good it was when you were a kid and you didn't have to do all this homework. But we can get stuck. We can get stuck. And if we get stuck, it causes us to miss our future. You know, recently I had a conversation with somebody about this, and they talked to me about all the amazing things that God had done for them. Stories of 20 years ago about how God used them to help move in other people's lives. And they were part of small group gatherings, and how they saw the church do so many amazing things and how God worked so many miracles in their life. And they were so excited to tell me about all the things that used to happen in their life that I couldn't help myself. And I asked them, "So what's God been doing lately for you?" And I was really surprised by their answer. They said, "Oh, you know, we've done all those things in church life. And so we've decided that, you know, we're just going to move on now and let some of the younger people come in and do some of that work for the Lord." All of us can get stuck. God doesn't want us to get stuck. We're not meant to get stuck. But sometimes we do. We get stuck in places that we're meant to go through, even the good things. We're supposed to go through the good old days and look forward to great days that are ahead of us and not just think about all the good things that are behind us. And Scripture speaks to us about this. In Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19, it says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past, whether it's good or bad." Why? Because it says here that he's doing a new thing. God's doing a new thing. See, I'm doing something new. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Sometimes we don't even see the new thing because we're so focused on what was in the past. And it's true for you and it's true for me, but it's also true for our church. This campus, this location, we've been here for 30 years now. We've had so many wonderful things that God has done that we can celebrate. 30 years of ministry, of people coming together, loving Jesus, loving people, seeing what God can do throughout our church. And he's done wonderful things, but we have not arrived, Tacoma. We're not at the place now where it's like, okay, 30 years, like the Field of Dreams. We have built it, now the people will come. No. We keep looking forward. We keep looking forward. We ask ourselves, where does God want us to go next? What impact does he want us to make in the community? We keep thinking forward. We keep asking ourselves, man, what can we do to reach the next generation? What changes can we make so that the young desire to come and be connected to a house like this one? And how can we fill these seats each week? We have an amazing auditorium with amazing amount of seats, and every week that there's one empty, I think to myself, man, God, who did we miss out on bringing to your house this week? I can't fill all these seats by myself, and you can't fill all these seats by yourself, but together we can bring a friend, we can invite somebody, a coworker, we can have them sit next to us, and look what God can do when we just all do our part. So what is our part in moving our church family forward? These are questions we have to keep asking ourselves. And one of the other things that we do here really well at Champion Center is we keep living forward. We choose right now to challenge ourselves to not just live for church right now. We're choosing to choose for a church that will be here another 30 years from now. How many of you want to see Champion Center make it for another 30 and another 30 and another 30? In this family here, Champion Center, we face forward. Turn to somebody and say, we face forward. Another way that we move family forward is through the power of encouragement. Encouragement is everyone's responsibility. And all encouragement is to literally put courage in one another. Because the greatest things that we do in life can be really, really scary. And sometimes the scary things that we do actually happen right here in our own church family. Can I be really honest and transparent with you guys this morning? I just want to tell you that leading a campus as a female all by myself is scary. I remember when Pastor Kevin first asked me, I said, here's the deal. My guy is awesome and amazing, and he is doing incredible things in reaching people and growing in business. So if you're asking me, you're getting me. And by the way, did you know that I'm a woman? Like, just making sure that you're asking a female to do all this. Because, you know, if you've been around church a while, some churches got a real issue with somebody actually leading that's a female. And so I wondered things like, can I really even do this? Thank you. I got a yes, you can down here. And then I asked, how am I going to do this? Will the church, you, will my church family accept my leadership because I'm a woman? Thank you. I think I'll just stay here for a minute. That felt really nice. Encouragement. But then there's the reality. How am I going to manage the rest of my life? Because I'm not just a pastor. I'm a wife and I'm a mom. How am I going to make all this work? And I gotta tell you, there were many days that I thought, I just don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can pull it all together. I don't know. I just don't know. And there were, in those moments, the sweetest words of encouragement would come to me. There's a staff member who would walk by my office every once in a while, and he'd see my door open, and he'd look at me and say, you're the one for the job. On a bad day, and he could see the stress, he'd look at me and say, you were made for this. He'd tell me, you know what, you got this. And just this week, I received a text message from a staff member that says to me, you're amazing, and I can't wait to hear you preach. All the while calming some of my own doubts and fears. We need each other. We need the encouragement. Every one of us do. But sometimes we can look at each other and just think, well, what does she need encouragement for? She's doing a good job. What does he need encouragement for? They're doing a good job. Just because we're making things happen on the outside doesn't mean we're not fighting a battle on the inside. And we need to encourage each other. So scary for me might look like leading this location. It might look like having to get up in front of you and bring the word to you this week. But scary for you might look like something completely different. Maybe scary for you today was coming to church. Maybe scary for you is really fully committing your life to Christ. Like deciding, that's it. I'm done doing it partially His way. I'm full on going to do it His way and obey Him and do it everything He's asked me to do. That can be scary because you got to let go of some things of yourself. Maybe scary is going public with your faith and getting baptized. Maybe scary is hearing us talk about getting connected to community in that moment just a few moments ago where the team says, okay, now's your moment. If you want to go to growth track, get out of your seat and head into this room where you know absolutely nobody. That can be scary. Joining a life group can be scary. Sticking around after service or coming early to meet some people. That's why all of us need encouragement. I love what Hebrews 3:13 says. It says, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. And what the scripture's telling us is that all of us are going to face discouragement on the daily because of sin. And it's not just the things that we're doing wrong. It's not just our personal sin. It's the fact that we live in a world that is fallen and full of negativity and lies and criticism and disappointment and hurt. And you can just leave the church parking lot and head down the street, and there you have an opportunity to feel discouragement. As long as it's called today, in this family, encouragement is everyone's responsibility. In this family, we encourage each other. Turn to somebody and say, we encourage each other. So I make sure that the family's with me this morning. I'm not up here all by myself. We move family forward through the purpose of the picture. Do you remember that message Pastor Kevin preached a few weeks ago? Vision. Vision is a picture of future possibilities, and it is absolutely essential to moving forward. King James Version of Proverbs 29:18 says that where there is no vision, where there is no picture, where we don't know where we're headed, the people will perish. That's powerful. It's powerful because vision brings people together. It's the key to progress. It accelerates devotion. Think about it. A picture gives direction. If you don't know how to get from where you are today to where you want to go in a destination, typically now we look at a picture. Used to be the old paper maps. Thank you, Jesus, that people upgraded technology. Now we can type things in and voices tell us where to go. It's the picture. It gives us direction and it produces passion because we know we're on our way to someplace. I was thinking, we were talking about pictures, about family photos. You know, you're all so quiet this morning. Family photos? Y'all a fan of family photos? I mean, you know, like the old Olin Mills days where your head's kind of like turned a little awkwardly and your mom made you wear all matching clothes. And when you look at each other, like, why did we ever do this? This picture is terrible. I'm never ever posting this with anyone. I mean, maybe for some of you who are younger, that's actually how we had to capture photos in the day. Now you can, like, take a selfie, look at it. If you don't like it, delete it. That's not the way things used to be, guys. That is not the way. It was a process. I mean, a serious process. And there's like two kinds of people that really like, you know, that are part of the family photo. There's the one who shows up excited. I mean, they come prepared, shirt is ironed, they got extra clothes just in case their color's off a little bit and they don't match. The teeth are brushed, fresh haircut. They can't wait to capture the moment. And then you have another kind of family member for family photos. I like to think of them as the uncooperative family member. You know, they've got this attitude, like their vibe and their body's already like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe we all have to stand in front of this piece of equipment that's like gonna capture our photos. It's not even authentic anyways. Don't even try to make me smile. I'm not happy about being here. I don't even care if I ruin this whole picture. They don't value the moment and they really don't care to capture it. So why even take the photo is the question that many people ask. But here's the thing, a family photo brings people together. And if you look at the faces in the picture, that picture is filled with future possibilities. And we're talking today about the purpose of the picture. And I want you to look around you, like really look around you. You have permission now like to look at your neighbor beside you. You're welcome if you're single. You've been wanting to do that anyways, so take a look. You got permission. Keep looking. Yeah. Look around you. This room is full of people. It's a room full of people that are a picture of God's family. We represent future possibilities. And I want to say to you that maybe you came in here today and you thought to yourself, I don't even know if I belong. Like, what am I doing here at church? And I'm here to tell you, you belong in God's family picture. And He wants to include you in what He's doing for people today. There are people all around you that see themselves already in the picture of God's family. Like, they moved our church family forward today by taking action to live purpose. They got up early. They showed up before you got here. Some of them made you coffee that you're drinking right now. Some of them put vests on and helped you find your parking spot out in the parking lot. Some of them are on the other side of the building teaching your kids all about loving Jesus. Some of them greeted you with a smile at the front door. That's a picture of God's family. And over 30 years ago, the Shackett family had a vision of constructing a building for a thriving church, and that building became our first Champion Center campus right here in Tacoma. It began as a picture in the heart of a man and his family, his beautiful wife, a man that most of us in this room have never met. It was God-inspired. And it was a picture filled with future possibilities. That family saw you, and that family saw me, and they wondered, what could God do if we do the hard work of honoring him and building a place where people can come every single week to receive encouragement, find renewed hope, because someone we never met saw us in their picture. And today, I want to acknowledge Betty Shackett. She is here in our 11:30 service. It is her birthday, and because of her, we have a place to come. Thank you. Thank you, Betty. The power of a picture. So thankful to you and your family and all the sacrifices you made to make this place possible for every single one of us. But just like them, God put all of us here to move forward. He wants us to move forward individually. He wants us to move forward collectively. He put us here to see the future that he wants for us to do. He wants us to move towards it. He put us here to occupy new territory, to create new realities. He put us here to do our part in moving the family of God forward. Because in this family, we see the picture. Turn to somebody and say, we see the picture. Now ask your other neighbor, do you see the picture? I hope they said yes. If we're going to move family forward, we got to push past setbacks. Pastor Kevin preached an amazing message on setbacks and comebacks a few weeks ago, and it was personally such a timely word for our family. And here's what you need to know: everyone who is determined to move forward in life is going to experience a setback. Sometimes I feel like just about the time you decide you want to do something and move forward, setback is just like waiting for you to decide so it can say, I'm here. You decide you want to go to the gym and start some new exercise, and then you go out to your car on the first day and your battery's dead. Setback. You decide you're going to eat healthier and everything's going to be good. Like, oh, I'm going to change the way I eat. And you go into the office and it's somebody's birthday and there's a cake that is calling your name from the break room. Setback. The question is not, will you have setbacks? The question is, will you move forward after your setbacks? You know, we've experienced setbacks as a church family. One year for our legacy offering, we were believing God as a church family for our largest offering that we could do together. And we all knew the goal. We'd set a financial goal, an amount that would go up on the screens while we were coming together, and we were giving and believing God to do great things. And then we didn't hit the mark. We didn't hit the goal as a church family. And we felt it. We felt that moment. It was like, oh, man, we didn't get where we wanted to be. But I'll tell you, when that setback came as a church, we didn't let it hold us back. We aren't people here at Champion Center that shrink back. We are a group of champions, and we might get knocked down every once in a while, but we fight and we get back up again, and there's no difference with our legacy giving. We decided, hey, okay, yeah, it's a bummer we didn't hit our mark, but instead we decided to celebrate what God did do through all of us. Like, he did an amazing thing. And then every year since then, we've set our sights on what could God do. And look what he has done. Years later, here we are. We are coming together. We are a generous church so that we can continue to support our community through outreach ministries. We have helped so many nonprofit organizations around our area here in our community, blessing them, helping them because of your generous giving. And look what God has done in terms of just expanding us. We now have two campuses, two locations on the east side of the state. We've got five locations. Why? Because we decided that when the setback came, we weren't hanging out there. Like, okay, it's a bummer, but we got things to do. We're going to keep moving forward, trust God, be faithful, and see what he will do. Setbacks set us up for incredible comebacks. And in this family, we push past the setbacks. You ready to say that to each other? Say, we push past the setbacks. Well done. First service had a hard time with that. You guys are awesome. Okay, last point, living in alignment. If we are going to be a family that moves church forward, moves our family forward, whether that's individually or collectively, we have to live in alignment. And here's what happens. When we live in alignment with God's plan, we experience a few things. We experience peace. We experience progress. We experience courage. We experience confidence. I'm not in this alone. That feels good, doesn't it? We experience freedom from strife and offense. We are able to love people. We're able to live on purpose, for a purpose. And we live in alignment so that our lives can flourish, that God can continue to do something through all of us united together in a greater way than he can ever do with any one of us individually. I love the example of this in Luke chapter 5. Simon Peter had been out all night fishing. And you can imagine how discouraged he was to work all night and catch nothing. I mean, this isn't like just a, hey, I wanted to go hang out with my friends and throw the fishing pole line out, and if we get something, great, if we don't. No, this is his livelihood. In other words, he's been out all night trying to feed his family and take care of his business, and nothing happened. No money for payroll. And then Jesus comes on the scene. And he says, I think you should go out one more time and throw your net over on this side of your boat. And being a human being, I'm guessing that Peter probably thought a lot like you and I did. Like, okay, already been out there, God. Already been out there, Jesus, all night long. And now you're telling me, oh, okay, go out there and just throw it on this side of the boat because that's going to make all the difference in the world. Right? We argue with God, and all he wants from us is our obedience. He says, if you will just line up with what I'm saying to you right now, you have no idea the windows of heaven and blessing that are going to come into your life. But it takes us, with an act of faith, stepping towards him and saying, okay, nevertheless, I don't think this is going to work. I'm not sure how it's going to work. But nevertheless, if you say it, I'll go do it. And listen to what happened to him in Luke chapter 5. It says that when they had done so, when they put those nets out, it says that they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Alignment equals a place of supernatural provision. Jason and May Lee Bass are here this morning, sitting right over here in the front row. And I want to tell you their story, because they began attending Champion Center about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago. And for those first 3 years, they came in each week, participated in worship, and then they left. And every week they heard us talk about the importance of belonging to community. And then one day they decided to take a step. And when the invitation came to go to Growth Track, they made the bold step of leaving their seat and walking out of this service and heading into a room that they weren't really sure what was going to happen. But it didn't last for long for them. They went in, They weren't strangers in a room that was unfamiliar for very long. They met some friends, they met some people, they decided, wow, that wasn't as hard as we thought it was. Started to learn a little bit about themselves, started to learn a little about the church. They decided then, hey, we should go to FPU, Financial Peace University. So they joined Financial Peace University. And then they said, man, we could really use some great people around us. They got into a life group and everything began to change. I want you to hear from them, their story. They told me, they said, look, it wasn't a perfect journey. There was definitely some things that they stumbled across the way. Sometimes feeling uncomfortable, feeling like, man, maybe we failed this week and I don't know. Will everybody know? Should we go back? But they committed themselves to attending, and here's what they wrote to me. They said, we wanted more. We wanted to belong in God's house, and we realized to attend and to be planted are two different paths. Growth Track was a building block for us as a couple and a family. We visualized a goal, we took the first step, and we made the first move. Trust us, it felt uncomfortable, but we focused and attended week after week. Growth Track changed the trajectory of our family. It is a game changer. Our family will serve to build the kingdom of God. So thank you, Champion Center. We are better, we are stronger, and we have built up a resiliency to division, and we have a desire for unity. Can we say, well done? Well done, Jason and May. Well done. The enemy doesn't care that you're here today. Maybe I should say that one more time. The enemy doesn't care that you are here today. He cares about you being in unity and alignment. So what does that look like in our church family here? It looks like participation. Coming, saying, this is my family. I'm a contributor. I'm not just an observer. I'm not just one who's a taker. I'm a contributor. I got something to offer too. God gave me gifts. God gave me talent. God gave me resources like my time and my treasure. I can contribute. I can be a part of this family. Because I will say that when you're raising teenagers, which I am, if you're raising teenagers, sometimes teenagers take some time to realize that family life isn't all about them. And when you mature, you realize that that family you were born into, that mom and dad who provided for you, who took care of you, who like bought the milk and it just magically appeared back in the fridge, that doesn't happen when you go out on your own. And mature people understand that the milk isn't free. The mature people understand that if I'm going to be a part of this family, I've got my own part in this family to play. I've got my own gift and talent that I can offer. That looks like just being a participator in worship. When the worship team comes out here, and they've been here since 7:15 this morning, giving us our very best, that looks like us putting a smile on our face and saying, you go, worship team. Sure, you want me to clap my hands? I'll clap my hands. I can do that. I could be a part of this family. That looks like serving one another on a team. I'm so thankful for people that get up super early, like the parking lot people, and get here early on rainy days and still wave at us and smile at us and help us usher into a seat. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for the teachers across the way that are teaching our kids. Living in alignment sometimes looks like denying ourselves for the greater good. It can look like showing up on time for church. You could say, man, people there are working hard to create a great experience for me. I can honor them by being on time. It can look like staying till service is over. Man, church was awesome. I'm not just going to grab and go when it's convenient for me. I'm going to honor what God does all the way through the end of the service because he has something he wants to speak to people, and I might become a distraction because I got to take off early. That's living in alignment and unity. It's putting others before yourself. And that's hard to do because we all got lives and we all got agendas. But living in alignment provides a supernatural blessing. Psalm 133 says, how truly wonderful and delightful to see brothers and sisters living together in sweet unity. From this realm of harmony, God will release his eternal blessing. You know what one of the blessings is of living in unity and alignment? It's having a sense of belonging. There is a real human need for every single one of us to belong. We're not meant to do life on our own. We need each other. We all bring our gifts and talents to the table, and because of it, we're better. We're stronger. Doorways of opportunities can be opened when we come together. And in that place of togetherness, God commands a blessing. And we never know what the blessing is going to look like. This week, I was in women's on Wednesday night, and there's a beautiful young single mom who comes. And I remember when she first started coming, she was so excited because she had just gotten baptized. She had just finished growth track, and she was serving on a team. And she's like, oh, I didn't have everything great and awesome in my family growing up, but this feels like the family I wanted. So she kept coming. And a God connection was waiting for her. She needed a job, and another gal there knew of a job opportunity. That's blessing. She got the job, and that was earlier in the spring. And this week, she shared with me how excited she was that as a single mom of a little boy, she's like, you know what? I got tired of moving around from apartment to apartment, and I just believed that God was going to set us up for something amazing, and I'm about to close on owning my very first home. It's the power of alignment. You got to position yourself. You got to position yourself for blessing. And that looks like being in unity as a family. Can you imagine what kind of noise we could make if we continue to fight for alignment and unity here at Champion Center? Could you imagine how many people in the Tacoma area, the Puyallup area, out in there in Spanaway area, the surrounding area, can you imagine if they, everywhere they looked, they saw Champion Center, they saw a sticker on a car, they saw a shirt that we're wearing, they saw a voice in the workplace that says, man, you should come and be a part of my church. You can come every single week and just hear a message of hope. What would happen to this house if every single one of us decided alignment belongs and starts with me, and I can do that? What God has done for me, I can turn and help someone else get there. In this family, we live in alignment. Turn to somebody and say, we live in alignment. There's some of you today that believe you're disqualified. There's some of you that think that you've just messed up so much that there's no way you can be forgiven. The series on Family Forward, you might be saying, I can't even get my life together, let alone contribute to a family. I got nothing to offer. Well, I got good news for you. You're sitting with a bunch of people in a family picture right now that started out just like you. We were all just a bunch of future possibility. And Jesus began to draw us into relationship with him. And my hope for you today is that all of us, we can be reminded that we can face forward. We can be reminded that encouragement is something all of us need to give and receive. We can be reminded that there's a picture for our life. There's a picture for us as a church family. We can be reminded that our setback is setting us up for an amazing comeback, and that it all starts with living in alignment with God's will for your life. It's never too late to join the family. It's never too late. God never gives up on us. I just really feel I need to say that to somebody, that you've given up on yourself. And I want you to know that God has not given up on you. You are not so far from him that he can't reach right where you are. He's just waiting for you. His hand is down saying, come with me. And he's just waiting for you to take that bold step of moving towards him and grabbing a hold of that hand and letting him do all the work of taking you out of the mess of whatever mess that you're in. That's the kind of God that we serve. Why don't we do this? Why don't you stand to your feet right now? I just want to say thank you to all of you who honor our final few moments of service and just stay where you are as we wrap up. We're almost done. I want to pray over us. I want to pray over us because I believe that God's hand is on our church family. And I believe that there are best days still at this location in Tacoma. We haven't lived our best days yet. They are on their way. And I believe that God's hand is on your family. You know that song we sing, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine"? That's not just a little song that we sang when we were kids. That song is meant for you, and that song is meant for me, because the way you live your life in your family, when you choose to do it God's way, it is so attractive. People will be looking around you and saying, something's different about these people. Like, I don't know what they got, but I want what they got. And that's how God moves the family of God forward, because people see your life. They see your life and they say, if God can do it for them, surely he can do it for me. God's not done with us yet. Our best days are ahead. We're going to keep moving forward as a church family. Who's with me? You ready to go? I just like to pray for each other. Would you just put your hand on the shoulder of the person next to you? Family photo time. Man, what a beautiful thing to look across this room and see future possibility. God, what will you do with us in the next 30 years? Father, we just come before you humble, realizing that we wouldn't even be standing where we are today right now without you. And we are grateful people. We're grateful for people like the Shackett family who had a picture of this moment and took risk and made sacrifices so that we could have what we have today to come to a place like this. I pray that every one of us are inspired to look beyond ourselves and ask of you boldly, God, what would you want from my life? How can I live my life in such a way that moves the family of God forward? And I thank you, Father, that right now you're speaking to us. You're stirring up something on the inside of every single one of us, Lord. Thank you, God. We are so thankful for what you've done at Champion Center. We're thankful to be a part of this Tacoma campus. We're thankful, God, that we have strength here, that we have been able, out of our strength, to launch new locations. God, I'm thankful for people that recognize their resources come from you and that they use them, God, to honor your house and to build your kingdom, Father. For that is what is eternal, God. That is what we take with us beyond this life. And I'm thankful, God, that right now, right where we're standing, that you're stirring up right now in people's hearts and mind a picture of their future possibility, God, and where they belong in your family, Lord. I pray, God, that as we move forward as a church family, God, that you continue to bless us, God, that your favor would rest upon us, God, that you would remove barriers, God, that what the enemy meant for evil, God, you will turn around for good, Father. We will not be denied. We will move forward in strength, God, because you are on our side, Lord. We love you, and we thank you, Father, for the work you're doing here in every single one of us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Okay, you guys can put your hands down. Thank you, God. We got this. We got this. But I just got to believe this morning that there's people here who haven't quite said, I belong in that picture. And I want to encourage you, if you're here this morning, I'm going to ask everyone just to bow your heads. If you're here this morning, I'm the only one looking. I'd love to know if you'd say, Nicole, please include me in that family picture. I'd like a fresh start in my relationship with God. I'd like a new beginning with Him. I'd like to know that God is with me, that He's for me, that my mistakes of my past aren't going to stop me for the future that He has for me. And if you are here this morning and say, include me in that prayer, I want a fresh start. I want a new beginning in God's family. I'd love the opportunity to pray with you. And as an act of solidarity all around this room, I'm going to say a prayer. And you guys are, the whole room's going to repeat after you. Why? Because we've also been in that moment, sir. We've also been in that moment, ma'am, where we've had to decide that this is our relationship. This is what we want in our relationship with Jesus Christ. So if that's you with your hand held up high, would you just repeat after me and say, Lord Jesus, welcome to my world. Today I ask you to be the leader and the Lord of my life. Forgive me from my past, God. Make me new again, I pray. And I boldly declare today that I will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Can we celebrate those who prayed that prayer this morning?
Thank you for listening today. We hope that you enjoyed today's teaching. If you'd like to help support this podcast, give today and help spread messages all over the world. Download our app and select Give or go to cc.church/give. Thanks and have a great week.